WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. We're all about leveling up your life, one action at a time, so you can finally crush those goals and feel unstoppable. But let's be real, sometimes even the most dedicated go-getters hit a wall. We've all been there, right? That feeling when motivation takes a hike and burnout sets in like a stubborn house guest refusing to leave. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay motivated when you're drowning in that burnout swamp. It happens to the best of us, but don't worry, I've got your back. We're going to tackle this beast head on with some seriously effective strategies. Get ready to rekindle that inner fire and feel the motivation surge back in. First up, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Burnout is real. It's not just a feeling, it's a serious condition that can zap your energy, creativity, and even your sense of self-worth. You know that feeling when you drag yourself out of bed each morning with zero enthusiasm for the day ahead. Yeah, that's probably burnout whispering in your ear. It happens when we push ourselves too hard for too long without giving ourselves time to recharge. Think of it like your phone battery. If you keep using it without plugging it in, eventually, it just dies. And let's face it, we can't operate at our best when our batteries are drained. So how do we beat this burnout beast and reignite that motivational spark? Well, here's the game plan. 1. Recognize the signs. It's like being your own detective. Pay attention to those warning signs: persistent exhaustion, lack of focus, irritability, cynicism, and a sense of detachment from things you used to enjoy. Don't ignore them. Early detection is key to preventing burnout from taking over. 2. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think exercise, healthy eating, enough sleep, meditation, hobbies, anything that brings you joy and helps you recharge. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 3. Set realistic expectations. We're all human, not superheroes. It's okay to say no sometimes and delegate tasks when possible. Don't try to be everything to everyone all the time. Prioritize what matters most and let go of the rest. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? 4. Break tasks down. Ever looked at a giant project and felt completely overwhelmed? I get it. That's where the power of breaking things down comes in. Divide those daunting tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. It makes them less intimidating and gives you a sense of progress along the way. Celebrate those small victories. 5. Find your flow. What activities do you lose yourself in? When you're so absorbed that time flies by. Those are your flow states, moments where you feel truly engaged and energized. Make more time for these activities, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Picture this. You're staring at a mountain of unfinished work, feeling that familiar wave of burnout washing over you. You know you need to get things done, but your motivation is MIA. Sound familiar? But here's the twist. You remember these hacks from today's episode. First, you take a deep breath and acknowledge the exhaustion. No shame in feeling burned out. Then, you set aside 15 minutes for a quick walk outside. Fresh air and movement always work wonders. Back at your desk, you break down that massive project into smaller, bite-sized tasks. You tackle one small step at a time, celebrating each victory as you go. You even sneak in a few minutes of meditation to clear your mind and refocus. Then, by incorporating these strategies, you've transformed that overwhelming feeling into manageable action. You're back on track, feeling more energized and motivated than before. So remember, my fired up friends, burnout doesn't have to be the end of the story. By recognizing the signs, prioritizing self-care, setting realistic expectations, breaking tasks down, and finding your flow, you can overcome those motivational roadblocks and feel the power of progress once again. You've got this. Now go out there, crush those goals, and remember to celebrate every win along the way. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost. Let's spread the fired up love. See you tomorrow for another action-packed episode of Procrastination Punisher.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.